All right, you ready? Am I set up all right?
You have the bleep. You have a bleep.
We can bleep.
I'll copy it.
First thing I'd like for you to
action. All right, Bill Barty, why don't you put on your boots and go?
Let's do that. We're going to go to Trailtown, USA. Population 814 in Washington County, Virginia, and find out about the 31st Festival, Trail Days Festival, that's happening this weekend. Therefore, if you're waking up early to News 1110 99.3 WBT, you've got plenty of time to drive up and spend the rest of the weekend in a place called Damascus, Virginia. Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty over here. We're going to bring on the unofficial mayor, I think is what we would call this, at least of Tent City in Damascus, Virginia, Alan Morton, a pioneer in outdoor recreational equipment. Alan, we're glad to have you on the Carolina Outdoors.
Love being with you guys every year, as always.
Well, listen, tell us about Trail Days and all of the things that are going on over the weekend up there in Damascus.
There are all kinds of things from A to Z going on for families and individuals up in the town park. We are expecting between 25 and 30,000 spectators like we do every year, and somewhere around 1,000 through hikers, past, present, and future, here in Tent City. And you can get your gear repaired for free, or you can go down and buy brand new stuff in the town park. You can get funnel cake or a lemonade and come listen to some live toe-tapping music. And I got to put a plug in for my brothers from Charlotte, North Carolina. Woody and the String Pullers will be on tap first thing Saturday afternoon. The folks in Charlotte need to come on up and hear a local band playing. And these guys are awesome. And to be at Trail Days, it just isn't any better.
Now, those 1,000 through hikers come in pretty hungry. What's their favorite food?
Anything that's free.
Everything that's free.
If it's not nailed down, you better watch out. A through hiker will eat it.
That's right. There's no limit to the calories you can burn on the Appalachian Trail, and you can try to catch up at Trail Days, but it ain't going to happen, is it? They're looking for anything cold, refreshing, and filling.
Okay.
Alan, you've
Sounds
been
great to me.
Alan, you've been there for all of these Trail Days in Damascus. Tell us how it's grown, how it's evolved, how Trail Days has changed over those 31 years.
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question, Brother Bill. The first year, we maybe had 50 hikers in town at the most. And by year five, it was in hundreds, and tents were all over people's yards. And on Trail Days committee, we finally figured out how to make a camping zone and call it Tent City, where all the hikers can be. And we keep them all corralled. It's kind of like herding cats, but we have fun doing it.
Yeah. And now you're
over all these years, a lot of commercial entities have entered into the picture. We have disaster relief groups who come and set up shower and laundry houses. And it's a pretty amazing, all the support facilities behind the scenes. And I really have to hand it off to the mayor of this town, the chief of police, the head of EMT and fire. These guys just relentlessly go out and do what they got to do, 724 here to protect everybody. And it's just an awesome community and families that have over the years built a wonderful festival that people just love coming to.
You know what? It's a family. When you say 1,000 through hikers and 20,000 people and great music and all the things that a festival has, but Trail Days is still family friendly. I mean, families, scout troops, church groups, they're all there, and whether they're camping or whether they're just visiting for the day. Is it still family friendly?
Oh, very much so, and pet friendly as well. There's even a local veterinarian that gives his free services just like we do at Sewin Gear, and he checks on dogs. I like to tell people, if your gear is broken, come see us. If your spirit's broken, there's a half a dozen wonderful churches on Main Street that can help you out, and then the community will feed you. So it's truly a team community effort of a lot of fun, and no one is pretentious. It's about just taking care of folks, having fun, and watching smiles walk on up the trail.
Well, tell us about through hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Through hiking is something that kind of comes from the heart. It's a personal decision people make. We have section hikers and we have through hikers. And the real verbiage behind a through hiker is someone who starts in Georgia and walks north to Maine and does it continuously in one season. Section hikers are those who take several years, and they break it up, and they do it when they have vacation from work, and they'll go put down a couple hundred miles and go home, and next year do a couple hundred more. But through hiking takes a little bit of personal fortitude, shall we say, and interest and love of the outdoors, and trying to get your gear sorted so that you're lightweight and never carrying over 35 pounds so that you can have a fun, comfortable time putting down step after step and walking almost 2,200 miles.
May 19th through 21st, Trail Days 2017, Damascus, Virginia. This is Washington County, USA, Virginia. It's 3 hours plus from Charlotte, North Carolina. And, Alan, you talked about the changes from 50 through hikers to now over 1,000. 20,000 people will be at this town festival, a hiker parade, auction, vendors, food, crafts, music. All of that is going on. But one of the things that you are, as the mayor of Tent City, if you will, you've got a trail name called Mr. Fix-It. Tell us about your job there once all the arrivals have occurred and people start coming up to your setup there in Damascus. What and where do you get your name Mr. Fix-It from?
That happened back in, I think back in 90 or 91, when I was the only person here with a sewing machine. And, boy, I'll tell you, the stench that comes from these packs and people's clothes is, whew, it's out there. And I had to deal with that season after season. And 1 year, a bunch of guys were standing around having cold ones and watching me work on stuff and listening to my music. And this one boy walks up and he says, man, every time I come by, you're always fixing something. And the rest of them all went, Alan, your trail name is Fix-It Man. And I said, wow, I kind of resemble that remark. I'll take that. So that's kind of where it came from, and it just stuck. And today, it's either Mr. Fix-It, Fix-It Man, or Can You Fix This? And now I oversee an area with 7 booths, from Osprey to Etowah to Gregory to Big Agnes to Yukon Outfitters to Granite Gear, Backpacker Magazine, and the guys from Deuter and Lakey. And we will work on anything out here. Just give us a moment to evaluate it, and it's all done for free. We just want to get you back on the trail with a smile on your face.
And what's the most common damage or repair that happens for these hikers and their gear?
Lightweight tents with rips or mouth holes, broken zippers, broken poles. Boy, Bill, I couldn't give you the most common thing. There's too many of them.
This man can fix anything but a broken heart.
Well, you know, and I'm a married old soul, and I'm happy with that with my lovely bride, but we always like to say if your heart's a little broken, just wait till after dark, ladies, and show back up. You know, it's all really about the heart and the soul, and there are a lot of ministry groups here speaking and talking to folks about good things. And this community really does provide a spot of rejuvenation for these hikers, because this is a big bailout place, and a lot of people will quit and go home from here, and you're only a fourth of the way in.
Yep.
And I like to lift spirits and say, look, I fixed your gear. You're in good shape. Keep going. You got your hiker legs underneath you. You need to just keep on going all the way to Katahdin.
And for as many reasons as there are to hike the trail, there's probably 20 reasons to stop hiking the trail.
Boy, you better believe it. So, like, I miss television. I miss my family. Gee, I miss going to Domino's Pizza. Well, you know, a lot of these things on the AT, they're here every day. You can use your cell phone almost every day, every step of the trail. You can get food in towns every 3 to 5 days, microbreweries, you name it. And the kids find that pretty much lice and enmities are along this trail if you so decide to blue blaze, which means turn left or right and follow a different trail to get into town.
Well, the interesting thing is that it's almost more about mental toughness than it is physical toughness, isn't it?
It truly is. It truly is, because it takes a little bit of intestinal fortitude just to get out here and say, I'm going to do this. But they usually say by the time you've reached to Damascus and you've switched out of winter into summer gear, you know, your hiker legs are into, you're going to make it. So keep on trucking.
Well, and that's probably a lot of what Trail Days ends up being about, that mental fatigue that happens. This is a great time for all of those people to let off some steam. Being a community of a town and a group of people that is welcoming and making it all fun to be together, having fun in a family-friendly kind of way. Fix-It Man, Alan Morton, thank you so much for being on with us.
My pleasure, and hello to all my friends in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, here we come. We're heading your way to enjoy a little bit of trail days ourselves. Also, thanks to Jack Horan, outdoor writer, for being on with us, talking about North Carolina's 1,000-year-old trees. And Bo Thompson from Charlotte's Morning News right here on WBT. Thanks for sharing a bit of his time with us, Don Yeager and Bill Barty. If you're just waking up and missed the program, head over to jessebrowns.com podcast. All four segments are available for your listening pleasure. We'll see you next time right here.